If we've been your job search besties and helped you in some way, there's a cool way you can support the show. Shout us a virtual coffee.
As an independent podcast, we couldn't do what we do without your support. Head to buymeacoffee.com/interviewboss.
If you keep us caffeinated, we'll keep the content coming. Again, it comes back to the Krabby Patty secret formula. Don't be the planktons of the world trying to find the secret formula. It does not exist.
Does the Krabby Patty secret formula exist?
No, it does, but I mean in interviews there is none. Hey everyone, and welcome back to Interview Boss. My name is Emma. I'm a radio journalist who's teamed up with my sister to give you advice, inspiration, and support when you're looking for a new job. Sarah is a HR and recruitment professional, and together we're excited to give you all the tips, tricks, and behind-the-scenes knowledge to help you in your career.
Hey Em, and welcome back everyone. This is our favorite part and the way that we start every single episode. It's the Shoot Your Shot shout out. We are giving a shout out to you guys, our incredible listeners. You've gone out there, you've shot your shot, you've tried something, you've put yourself out there, and you've come back to tell us all about it. This week, our shout out goes to Lulu. She bought us a coffee as well. Thank you so much, Lulu. She is helping us make this episode right now. Em, what did Lulu say?
She said, I've been job searching for 16 months. I had a good job at a managerial level, but wanted to find something closer to home as the commute, 1.5 hours each way, was too much with a family. I've been with my employer for 10 years, so I was nervous about the recruitment process. I stumbled upon your podcast and listened religiously while driving, the benefits of a long commute. Your tips made so much sense, but I would not have thought of them myself. I also really enjoyed your style and there were some lull moments. I'm happy to say that after more than 15 applications, 4 interviews and 2 offers, I'm about to start a new job much closer to home that I'm very excited about. I used your tips for getting my career story polished, focusing on the best bits in my interview answers, fine-tuning my SWE, and accepting water at the interview. Thank you so much. You've been fantastic coaches and I'll miss your podcasts. Until next time.
Oh, that's so lovely. Also, what some big numbers. I was like, oh, I didn't do the third one because I was like, 10 years, 16 months, 1.5 hours. Goodness me, Lulu, you're really...
Lulu, you are not going to know yourself. I would love to know how close you are to work now. Imagine if she went from like 1.5 hours to 5 minutes down the road or like, oh, seriously, so good.
That is... life-changing. Like money is life-changing as well, but like an hour back each day, let's say 2 hours back each day.
Yeah, huge.
That's crazy. Imagine. I really hope that you at least cut that in half, Lulu. And congratulations. 15 applications, 4 interviews, 2 offers. Those are some really impressive numbers. That's a really great conversion rate. You must have excellent skills.
Absolutely. Congratulations. You'll have time to start running marathons now.
If you want results like Lulu and you maybe need to help find out what is a situation, what I did end result, an SWE, how do you come up with some best bits for your interview answers? You need really help on all the bits and pieces. Go check out Interview Academy. You can get started right now and get through it in a couple of days, a weekend, an evening if you're really ambitious, and you can be really prepared for your interview whenever it is. Or if you kind of already have the basics down and you need a little bit of help tailoring things, making those 1% improvements to take you to the next level, maybe you need more personalized support, you can check out my one-on-one coaching and Interview Academy and compare to see which is right for you, interviewboss.com.au/coaching.
As always, if you loved a tip that we sent you or have a recommendation of what we could do an episode on, kindly follow us on Instagram, slide into our DMs, and we could dedicate a whole episode to you or your industry or conundrum.
Yes, and it doesn't necessarily have to be something that we've never covered before. Maybe you want more on a certain topic. What was the thing that you really, really found helpful? We can go deeper. We can cover it from a different angle. Maybe you feel like we need to give examples from a different type of work, or maybe you've got a very particular situation. We want to hear about all of it. let us know. We love the inspiration.
Now, this week, we are talking about something that we love harping on about. We've definitely mentioned this across many, many episodes before, but we've never given it a dedicated spot on the podcast feed. And that is, my friends, that correlation does not equal causation. Now, this is a bit of a PSA for life as well. This doesn't just apply to interviews. I think a lot of people could do with a refresher on this for certain beliefs in life. That's all I'm going to say.
That is very true. And we're going to keep it very general because honestly, I think everyone needs this, regardless of what you think, what background you came from, what you're applying it to. We should all understand how this stuff works because man, does it show up in every single area of life, like interpreting news stories, like all sorts of stuff. So it's correlation and causation. This makes my science brain very, very happy. This is one of the things that one of my psychology professors used to constantly say in first year psychology, correlation is not causation. Really, really drummed into me. And so it's something that I see everywhere.
Who coined this? Was there a scientist? Like, who are we attributing this to? Was it Einstein?
No.
Who came up with this?
No. It's just a saying. I think there's a Latin phrase.
Scientific principle.
Yeah, it's a scientific kind of principle. Now, we'll get into some of the nuances of it afterwards, but I want to give a couple of examples to illustrate my point. Now, these have nothing to do with job search, but it will help us understand what we're kind of talking about. And I promise we'll link it all at the end. Now, if I showed you a graph and said there have been concerning increases in the number of people drowning on our beaches, and I can see what it's related to. There is a direct correlation to the amount of drownings with the amount of ice cream sold on that beach.
I would laugh at you because I'm a journalist.
The more ice cream that's sold, the more people drown. Ice cream is making people drown. Maybe people aren't waiting the hour before they go in the water. That's what it is.
I would say that's just a coincidence because ice cream vans love to pull up by the beach. So beachgoers tend to eat ice cream and then they happen to drown that day.
Well, and also when are they both more likely to happen?
In summer.
In summer. So if you looked at a year, you would see, oh, drownings and ice creams both peak in summer.
Yeah,
because it's warm. It doesn't necessarily mean that there's a causal relationship there. They can both vary because of some other external variable. It can just be like random chance sometimes, or sometimes there can actually be a causal relationship. Maybe people are being poisoned by the ice creams and they actually are falling unconscious and they are drowning. Who knows? But just that information alone doesn't make a causal relationship. There could be one, but there could also be absolutely nothing to do with each other. It doesn't mean anything yet. Now, I've got another example. People who have larger feet and a bigger shoe size can read better. This is true, you know. This is true. It's legit.
That's ridiculous.
How do you explain that then? I have large feet and I'm an excellent reader. And I know someone with really small feet and they never read. So I think this is very true.
I don't even have a rebuttal because it's so stupid.
Well, go on, ask me some more questions about it.
Okay, what are the statistics to back it up?
Well, with every shoe size increase, you increase by reading grade level by 3 reading grades.
Okay, well, maybe the shoe sizes that are the most popular, you're seeing trends in levels of reading because most people have that shoe size and most people are good readers.
Love it. I love the way that you're breaking it down. Actually, adults read better than children, typically. And so adults have bigger feet than what children do. And that's actually what's going on. But I love the way that you unpacked that and unpicked it. You should unpick and interrogate and find out more about the things that you hear to be like, well, is that enough information? Is that all I need to hear? Is that a sure thing or do we still need to hear more? Now, this is another one. Sleeping with your shoes on made you 10 times more likely to wake up with a headache.
Okay, for a second, can we just imagine if someone in my life said to me, like if my partner woke up and was like, oh, I got a cracking headache because I slept with my shoes on last night. Hey, like terrible mistake. I would like be so concerned. Like firstly, take your shoes off. That doesn't sound very comfortable, but it didn't give you a headache.
So what do you think's going on here? Why is it 10 times more likely to give you a headache?
You might have like the shoes on, maybe not great circulation when you're laying down, and you might get a headache.
You're saying that they actually do. That the shoes are actually doing the headache.
It's
you're,
ridiculous. See, how can you argue with stupid?
But see, this is how, just because there's a correlation, you're now trying to think, oh, well, maybe there could be a way that the circulation, yeah, actually I can, oh, socks are too tight maybe, and your feet, yeah, that's how. Even though this is because, and these are all fake, by the way, I'm making these things up, but there is a correlation here. If you slept with your shoes on, well, why did you sleep with your shoes on? Because you didn't take any of your clothes off from outside. You collapsed on the bed because you were drunk. And that's why you have a headache in the morning.
Mm. Interesting.
But do you see how quickly you were able to go, well, maybe there's a real reason because the thing's cutting it. No, it's not. It's not the shoes. It's the alcohol. It's the hangover that caused the headache. So it's very easy for us to see meaning where there might not be any meaning. And as we say, this is relevant to so many parts. Interview Boss listeners, if the podcast just isn't doing it for you and you need way more help to prep for your next interview, we have the perfect thing for you. Interview Academy. Em, tell us all about it.
This is huge. This is the love child of Sarah after doing hundreds of one-on-one coaching sessions, finding out what people struggle with the most, common mistakes. Sarah has created the ultimate course that you can do in your own time, self-paced, heaps of modules, videos, interactive quizzes, a workbook that will become your Bible by the end that you can take with you into your interview. Because if you're a long-time listener, you know that we endorse taking notes into your interview. It's a game changer.
Check out more about it at interviewboss.com.au/interview academy. Of your life. But I do see this come up so much in advice that people are given in terms of various different job things. I think it comes from the fact that there are so many things we can't control in the job search. You apply for stuff, you can't control whether you hear back. You interview, you can't control what the interviewers think about you. You don't know who you're competing against. You don't know when you're going to hear back. It's not something that you can say, by this time, I'm going to have a job. Like, you could do that in terms of saving money, in terms of health. Like, there's so many other things you can set a goal that is fully within your control. Isn't the case always when it comes to getting a new job or applying for a certain job. So it's really natural that we look for meaning and things that might help us make sense of why or how things happen. Because if it was because of that thing, right, now I know how to change it because I changed that thing.
Yeah, you've hacked the system.
Yes.
There's a whole new world has opened up. It's natural. And yeah, you need to proceed with caution though. And by far the most common one that we read, hear about, see on LinkedIn is this Canva resume template is the one that got me hired at Google. Maybe you got hired at Google because you had amazing experience, yeah, and you were the best person, yes, for the job.
Maybe you got hired because you had 3 previous startups that you'd interned at and you'd worked at Microsoft previously. Like, while you're at university. Yeah, maybe that's why you got the Google. Maybe it didn't have anything to do with the colors that you used and the formatting and the one-page resume, right? It's very easy to say, well, I did use this resume and I did get hired. Okay, well, those 2 things are absolutely true. And hey, maybe it does look like a good template, but you can't say in isolation that that thing caused you to get the job. It's wild, really, isn't it? There's so many steps between a resume and actually landing the job, and you're telling people that this template will be the thing that does it. It's just really not the case.
These things are always really specific. Like, there's nothing wrong with if you were chatting to someone and if you'd been job searching a while and maybe someone said to you like, oh, what do you think it was like this time? Or did you do anything different? It's totally different if you're like, yeah, I actually completely redid my career story. So that was totally new. So I feel like I came across better and I prepared using best bits instead of Googling common interview questions. Those are genuine things that could sway the outcome of an interview, but they're broad overarching approaches. They're not one specific niche thing that got you the job.
Yes. And it's what we always say to be wary of. Always. This always does this. This never does this. This will do that. If it's an absolute terms that someone's giving you advice or recommending something or telling you to never say this or always do that, just be very, very cautious about who that person is and where they're getting their advice from. It always depends, which is frustrating to hear, but as you hear at the beginning of every single one of our episodes, this stuff works. The stuff that we talk about, these general principles, we don't talk about this hack. It was the fact that you asked for the water. Ah, that's what did it. You said yes to a glass of water. That's why they gave you the job. No, we've still given the piece of advice to say yes to the water, but we explain, here's what it does, here's what it doesn't do. It's not tricking them to give you the job at all. It might make you feel a little bit more comfortable. It might make your hands sweat less. It might induce this little principle where they kind of like you a little bit more at the beginning. That's not the reason that you get the job though. None of the individual things that we talk about are the reason. What's something else people say, Em?
We always hear asking this question in my interview got me the job. I flipped it on them and said, are there any doubts that you have or what can I do to seal the deal or, you know, something like that.
Or I asked about the culture or I asked about what their favorite thing about working there was or how I could contribute to their mission or like some hack. It's always some crazy thing that's like, if you ask this question, you'll get the job. It's so specific. And the idea is that, oh yeah, you were a terrible candidate until now. And then that's the thing that suddenly made me completely change my mind on you. Oh, I know we're all looking for the secret, but we're not going to find it in one little hack.
Again, it comes back to the Kratty Patty secret formula. Don't be the planktons of the world trying to find the secret formula. It does not exist.
Does the Krabby Patty secret formula exist?
No, it does. But I mean, in interviews, there is none.
Does it? I don't know. SpongeBob lore. Was there a secret formula in the end?
We've talked about this on here before. That's the whole episode arc of every episode is Plankton tries to break into the Krusty Krab to steal the...
I know he tries
to... Yeah, it's in a little rolled up, like a message in a bottle.
Yeah, but why do I feel like it was like... not like it was like, oh, it's just the ingredients for a burger. Like, I don't
know.
No,
it definitely exists. You haven't watched enough SpongeBob.
Okay.
Anyway, it doesn't exist in interviews, okay?
There's no secret formula. Now, people will often say as well, I said this. I answered this question like this. I negotiated my salary like this and I got the promotion. I said these words and I got the job. Now, those things are true. Correlation, right? They said that and they did get the job. That doesn't mean that that thing is why. I sent a follow-up email and I got the job. Doesn't mean that the follow-up email is why you got the job.
Yeah, you get the gist. We can't pinpoint tiny things. The only way that you can claim this is if you got the job and then you specifically asked your manager to talk you through why they hired you and how they made the decision. And even then, they might not give you the full story because you don't know why you got the job. You might have been, this is maybe not what everyone wants to hear, but you could have got the job because you were the best candidate out of what was there, but
yes,
you weren't groundbreaking or amazing.
Yes. People get jobs like that every single day. And you know what? They go on to be incredible. And the team's like, wow, I'm so glad we hired you. And then sometimes they will like post-rationalize, oh, we knew you would be so good. No, they didn't at the time, actually. It's great that it all worked out. It's wonderful, but you may not always be getting the real reasons. Now, I've heard people say this where they've said, oh yeah, but my manager told me that that question that I asked at the end was the thing that made their mind up about hiring me. It was that thing at the end. It really was. That is why I got the job. Right. So I want us to step back from that a little bit and use our critical thinking for a second. All that tells you is, yes, that question did land really well for that manager at that time. It had a positive impact. That's really great. We do know that. They've told you. They liked your answer to that, or they liked your question. But you still had to do so many other things right in order for that question to have a chance of making a difference. Because if you did everything else badly, or you weren't the right fit in all these other different ways, and you asked that question, it wouldn't have been the question that got you hired. Does that make sense? That's how you would test that. If you were building an experiment, you would say, right, I'm going to send in two people. One of them has X, Y, Z experience in these things that the job really cares about, and they're going to ask the question, and the other person doesn't, and they're going to ask the question. Are they both going to get offered the job? Like, what's going to happen? There are other things that go into it. You are a whole package. And whilst this might feel like frustrating, or like, oh, damn, there's no secret, I kind of think that this should be reassuring. It's not down to one thing that you do or don't do. You don't have to feel the pressure to have that one special secret moment.
The one sucker punch.
Yeah. It's not about that.
Back to the manager saying that that question you asked at the end really made up their mind. In order for that to happen, they have to have been loving you throughout and being like, oh yeah, I'm really getting good vibes. I'm liking everything she's saying. And then when you did that question at the end, it just wrapped it in a neat little bow and made her go, yep, no, this is definitely the right choice. I was 80% sure. Now 100%, when I get out of this meeting, I'm going to tell everyone that I want her. But if you had have not done as good in the interview and then asked that question, it would have been like, oh, wow, that's a good question. I like that. But there's not an overwhelming call to action to hire you. So you still can't pinpoint it. It's a mixture of everything.
Exactly. And I've had people where I've sat it on interviews and there's like some kind of a flag or thing that I'm like, oh, I think maybe they're not quite right for whatever reason, that I'm kind of forming this opinion as we're going through. And then they say something that makes me think about them a little bit differently. They tell a certain story, they come across something a bit differently, and I'm like, oh, that's made me reconsider. Again, it's not that story that's the reason that I thought about you like that. It's all the other bits of information. And if we even think about it further, I'm not going to recommend that you just tell that story. I'm going to recommend that you actually change the way you're talking about yourself in the rest of your answers so that I didn't form that negative opinion in the first place. The thing that you think is the magic thing might not be what actually did it. It was all the other foundational stuff. And I just want people to remember that, either when you're critiquing yourself, thinking about your own performance, or when you're hearing advice.
Everyone, repeat after me. Sarah, join in. Correlation.
Correlation.
Does not.
Is not.
Equal.
Equal.
Causation.
Causation.
Case closed. Press stop.
Thanks so much for listening to Interview Boss. If you like hearing the sound of our voices and our weird chants together, follow us on Apple or Spotify, or better yet, tell someone else about the show the old school way, or you can leave us a review or a rating. That's how we can hit the charts and help even more people all around the world and keep bringing you awesome content. For more advice, inspiration, some savable content, and tips that aren't based only on correlation, check us out on Instagram at Interview Boss, or find me on LinkedIn and chuck us a follow. Em, can you believe we started Interview Boss in 2021?
Not really. It's insane. That's a lot of episodes and a lot of hours of talking.
Oh my gosh, it is. And if you're scrolling through all of our episodes, you might scroll straight past something that you really, really needed.
Yes, we're always getting messages from people asking us to do an episode on something, and I'm like, we already have.
So we've put together playlists to help you find the episodes that are exactly what you need, suited to your situation.
They're all categorized. If you're applying for jobs, we have episodes about resumes, cover letters, job ads. If you've been offered your dream job, we have episodes on resigning, exit interviews, and how to impress at your new company.
And we even have a very special playlist that's very popular for if you have an interview coming up immediately and you need just our most recommended hard-hitting episodes between now and then.
For all our last-minute listeners. It's all there for you. You can browse by category and check out all the playlists at interviewboss.com.au/podcast.